Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm very proud of myself because I've accomplished something that nobody else has been able to accomplish. I was just informed while on the helicopter that our president has finally released a birth certificate.
Well, there you go. The self-importance of Donald Trump there coming to the surface. Trump thinks he deserves all the credit for getting the birth certificate controversy up and, I guess, sort of at closure. What do you think? 800-510-8255. The White House, the press secretary has been talking about this, the president's comments, the Republicans' comments. Not much from the Democrats. Have you noticed that? Pretty interesting. We're starting another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll continue in this. I think the focus of the birth certificate is pretty fascinating. Here's host Jeff Ullman talking about how the president never would have released this birth certificate if it hadn't been for Mr. Trump.
What's Trump going to do now? I mean, you know. So people have put their eggs in that basket and are trying to explain for a while that Trump was about other things on his in his campaign, and unfortunately he kept being dragged back into it, and willingly so in many cases, the whole birth certificate thing. So now he's going to look foolish if indeed all this is true, that we have the birth certificate in hand, and that it is in fact the birth certificate. Now the other problem with the whole birth certificate thing and the birth thing is now suddenly President Obama is giving a speech about it. And he's going to come across as a victim of the vicious right-wing, racist, smeary, blah, 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 blah people. And so, again, we've given President Obama another opportunity to distract us from his failures. That's how it's all going to play out. And it's going to be an evisceration of every birther who has ever spoken. It's going to be an evisceration of Donald Trump. It's going to be a glorification of the purity of President Obama. And that's what we give the guy when we don't focus on the issues at hand. So Obama has another means of taking our attention away today from high gas prices, lack of domestic oil production, a crazy, mixed up, ruinous foreign policy, a job killing, business killing, tax philosophy and policy, and on down the line. And I guarantee you, Obama's going to play the whole whining game and poor me game, and people are going to be all interviewed on all the shows talking about how poor Obama, he's had to deal with all this stuff, you know, his whole life. People second-guessing him and, you know, see now, look what happened. I guess better now than later on. I mean, in this particular situation, you know, I'm surprised Obama's doing it. To me, he was benefiting from everybody talking about his questioning his citizenship because it became an obsession so that everybody was, you know, portrayed as a racist who brought it up and everything else. And so he was getting a great deal of mileage out of this. And I guarantee you, as much as people fault Trump for bringing the issue out, the only reason President Obama is bringing this up is because of Donald Trump. And because Obama knows that people may not listen to Mitt Romney, and they may not listen to Tim Pawlenty, and they may not listen to Ron Paul or anybody else, but they sure as hell listen to Donald Trump.
So how does Trump, if you know what I mean, 800-510-8255, later on in the countdown, we'll be asking for your calls on this. We'll see how far we go. A lot of very interesting conversation as the president releases the Hawaiian birth certificate, trying to end all the speculation from some of his critics regarding his American citizenship. Speaking on national television, the president said, quote, "We do not have time for this kind of silliness. All right, who thinks it's silly, who thinks it isn't? Here's Todd Feinberg talking to one of his callers on his program, not ready to let the birther issue go.
Hi, Greg.
I'm going to be skeptical, even if, you know, they say that's the real birth certificate, because 2 years has passed.
So you're not even buying the...
Well, I'll tell you what. They put something up on their website during the campaign, and an FBI document expert, a retired FBI document expert, picked it apart, okay? Piece by piece, he said, there's no way that's a real document, okay? So now they've had 2 years to go do what they have to do. They've also got a sympathetic governor who said he was going to put the whole thing to rest when he took office, and now it took this, he's been in there, what, 6 months? And now they finally come out with something. So, yeah, I'm a little skeptical. It never should have gone on. It's been a festering wound. And the one thing that makes me sick is that Trump, Obama, the reporter, no one has mentioned the freaking Constitution that says you can't be president if you weren't born in the U.S.
Now, listen, come on, Greg. That's the backbone of the whole line of questioning, is that he has there's an expectation that everybody is a natural-born citizen, as the Constitution implies. I'm not quite so cynical, because I never doubted that he was born here. What I found intriguing about this whole issue was why he would not put it to rest. What I found intriguing was what detail might be out there that would cause him to want to engage in a cover-up. Now, it appears from the long-form birth certificate that the president has released that there was no detail there that he was hiding from, and I guess we have to assume that he thought it was to his political advantage, or I should say his handlers, David Plouffe and Axelrod, thought that it was good for him to have the birther question out there so they could, the Democrats could use it to marginalize the right.
All right, so who are the good guys? Yesterday or the day before, I think I suggested that this was a conspiracy, or you could make an argument it was a conspiracy, that Trump might be working to help Obama. I just thought it was worth throwing out there. And there were a lot of people on Facebook who thought that I was right, and some people thought I was crazy. It makes no difference what you think, as long as you express yourself. And you can certainly do that following us at DougStephan.com. More on the birth certificate as the Talk Radio Review continues.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
New data from Fidelity Investments estimates that a 65-year-old couple retiring this year will need $230,000 to pay for medical expenses throughout retirement, and that does not include the cost of nursing home care. Healthcare will likely be one of the largest expenses Americans will face in retirement, and 68% of pre-retirees say these costs are one of their top three financial worries. Brad Kimmler of Fidelity Investments.
Most people don't realize until it's almost too late that they don't have access to retiree medical benefits. What we're advocating is that people do a retirement income plan and include in that income plan an allowance for health care costs in retirement, because that number is only going to grow over the coming years.
Call 1-800-FIDELITY to speak with a representative who can help you incorporate these costs into your plan. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC. I'm John Cridden.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Why didn't he do this a long time ago? Why didn't he do it a long time ago? When Hillary Clinton was asking, when everybody was asking, why didn't he do it? It's shocking.
There's the Donalds. Why didn't he release it sooner is the question. 800-510-8255. Talk host Jack Ricciardi on the countdown talking to one of his callers. The caller doesn't think the president ought to have done what he did.
In essence, this is your classic political theater moment. And I guess really what we'll be left with is who played it better. Did the birthers play this very well? Was this a good hook to hang your hat on? Or did the president play it well? Will he generate a lot of support and empathy? Because people will say, oh, my God, he had to do this. How humiliating. You know, a grown man has to show his birth certificate. Let me start with Michael.
As far as the birth certificate issue goes, I don't feel that President Obama should not have shown his birth certificate. I think no other president has had to do that. I think most of this has been fueled by a race element within the right-wing media. And that's the bottom line. I think that's where the motivation comes from, because no other president ever had to do this before. This is all like unprecedented, you know. And it's Donald Trump he's just a clown. He's really just a clown, and he's just trying to make noise and draw attention to himself. That's been his whole life. Mm-hmm. That's all he's ever done.
Now, Michael, let me ask you something. You say that this has come about because of the racist opposition to President Obama, and I agree that he has racist opposition, but how do you connect racism with the birth certificate?
Well, do you know throughout American history any other
way? Well, no, that's not an answer, though. I mean, there's a first time for everything, but explain to me how raising the issue of his citizenship or his the circumstances of his birth, how is that racist? Is that because illegitimacy is more is found more commonly among African Americans, or explain to me how it's racist?
I believe part of it is because the conspiracy is that he was born in Africa, that he's possibly Muslim. I forget which news cable it was that said it was a fear that the reason that he had not shown the birth certificate because there's a section in it that says religion and it said and that part was filled in as Muslim. But that proved to be untrue. You know,
Michael, I understand what you're trying to say, but I honestly think he's been his own worst enemy on this because he has left the door open on these issues. And even in his own books, which he supposedly wrote, you know, it was unclear the circumstances of where he lived as a child and who raised him as a child, and his story changed. I understand. I'm not denying that there's racism and that there's racist opposition to him. There are people that just can't handle the fact that we have a black president. But I'm not sure I buy that the birth certificate thing is the invention of the racists, because I think he's culpable in this. I think he helped bring this about.
Is the president responsible? 800-510-8255. 21 after on the countdown.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
See store for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Flying around through the news of the day that people are talking about, I'm Doug Steffen here on the Countdown. Our focus on the Obama birth certificate. In a talk radio interview, Bill Cunningham talks about the issue and the fact that he thinks it's over now.
I would say this. I was in the category of trust but verify, and I certainly, if somebody put a gun to my head and the answer meant my brains were on the table and the question was Obama born in Hawaii, I would have said yes. But because the guy has been so secretive about his medical records, his educational records, his achievements in Occidental and Columbia and Harvard, there were suspicions there was something afoot. I'm glad he did it. I think Trump's comments, I don't know if you carry those, but Trump has taken full credit for getting the long-form birth certificate released. But hopefully now we can talk about other issues. No question that without Donald Trump being on this for the last 2 weeks, Obama would have continued to have stonewalled the issue without reason or explanation. I do not understand why, when Hillary Clinton raised this issue in 2007, he simply didn't release the darn thing back in 2007. To me, the educational stuff and the medical record stuff he doesn't release is not makes him ineligible for the presidency. This was the issue that would say constitutionally he cannot serve. The other stuff is interesting. It's titillating, but it's not crippling to his presidency. He should have done it 3-4 years ago. He's done it now, and I say let's move on. You know, a few years ago, when about half of Democrats believed that George Bush was involved in 9/11, the media simply let that issue percolate without proving it false. About the same number of Republicans believe he was born in Kenya as Democrats who believe that George Bush was piloting the planes that brought down the World Trade Center. But the media did not obsess over the Democrats who believe stupidity. Obviously, the guy was born in Honolulu. I may deal with it every now and then, but let's face it. Let's move on to the issues of the deficit and China and gasoline and let this thing die.
Next up, Taco's Bob Durgin here with one of his callers. The caller thinks Trump is the only one with the guts to make the president come up with the answer to this question. Bob, go.
Hey, I'm just really impressed with the fact that there's finally one guy out there that actually has the guts to ask these questions about Obama that everybody's been wondering about since he was elected, and Trump's really been the only guy with the guts to come out and say, hey, who the hell is this guy?
Well, no, that's not – with all due respect, Bob, that's not true, because a lot of – there's been several people, former military people, among others, who have made a variety of statements over the many – over the several last several months criticizing Barack Obama on this and asking questions on this birther issue. A number of people have filed lawsuits and have held news conferences explaining why they filed the lawsuit and what they think of Obama. So, you know, Trump isn't the only one who has been critical. He's the only presidential candidate, potential presidential candidate, who has been critical, but there have been many others.
Well, there have been many that have raised the questions and posed lawsuits and stuff, and right away they're called racists and they back down right away. I don't think Trump's got about 2.5 years yet to keep asking these questions, and he's got the kind of money and clout and power that he ain't going to back down, and he's not going to let anybody call him a racist for doing this. This ain't about race. It's about who the guy is.
Yeah, he does fire back.
Oh, you know,
he counterpunches.
They start throwing race at Trump, he's going to go see him. Trump ain't afraid of anybody. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I agree. He is. They know that. That's one of the reasons why people love him so. Whether or not they think he can be president or will vote for him, that's entirely a different question.
All right, so move off of the birth certificate issue to a general conversation for a few minutes about who's running for the presidency. Your calls at 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Save a life during the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, sponsored by Purina Pro Plan and Tidy Cats. Visit your local PetSmart store April 29th through May 1st. Adopt a pet and we'll give you a coupon for a free bag of Purina Pro Plan dog or cat food and a $5 off coupon for Tidy Cats litter. Plus, receive other valuable coupons while supplies last. Don't miss the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, April 29th through May 1st, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. For more information, visit PetSmartCharities.org.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Archiver.
All right, so the Obama birth certificate, the president released the full birth certificate and then said, let's get going on the serious issues. Donald Trump took credit for it. He wanted to actually see it and ask the question, why didn't he do it sooner? Lots of references to when Hillary Clinton asked the same question before. All fair and love, war, and birthing, I guess. So a couple of quick calls from our selection here, and then I want to talk about with you the election in general, other GOP candidates, if you will. Ed's in Toledo. You're not buying any of this, Ed, is that right?
No, I'm not buying any of it at all, because I'm in. When you look at the whole structure, no, I believe he was born in Kenya. And when you talk about birthing and all this structure, goes to maritime law. And I think people should type that in and watch the videos of maritime law and know your straw man account so people know what's really going on. Because like your federal government, the British government, it's not American. We pay taxes for stuff we don't get in our own country. It's knowing the real history compared to what we're taught to believe that we're not being having the true education of.
Well, we have a lot of...
No, I don't believe it at all.
All right, we have a lot of educational issues for sure. Ron is in South Texas. Go ahead, Ron. You're on the countdown next.
Yes, sir. Well, for one thing, I think that birth certificate that they produced might have been fabricated. I'd like to see somebody date that thing and see when it was really produced. The other thing is that somebody seemed to have lost the issue, and I can't believe it, that back whenever he was running as a candidate, there were several comments that he had attended college here in the United States with foreign visas and got foreign grants to go to college, yet all of a sudden he had enough money to fly back and forth to Kenya, which his wife calls his hometown or his home country. You know, why doesn't somebody investigate that? You know, he's come up with hundreds of thousands of dollars to hide his medical, his college, all of his college papers. You know, somebody needs to follow that money trail. How did he all of a sudden come up with all of that money? I feel like that he was a plant over here. I really feel like his intention is to break this country so we will no longer be able to afford our own military so that any other country can just do whatever they want to.
Yeah.
And he stated in his book that...
So as far as you're concerned, it's all about the military, is that it? There hasn't been anything cut from the military budget. That's the only thing that hasn't been cut. So how does that square?
Well, he's trying to break the country so we cannot afford the military.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay, got your input. Thank you. More questions than there are answers for some of you folks. 800-510-8255. Now, in general, a discussion about those who are running. Here's a host, Avi Nelson, talking about a column written by Charles Krauthammer, who doesn't give Trump any chance at all.
Charles Krauthammer, who is probably the preeminent political commentator in the country today, and also a columnist for, I mean, he's on television, Fox News, and also a columnist for Washington Post, has been very critical of Donald Trump. And last night he was on the air, and he mentioned that Trump had called him. And he talked about that while Trump and he had ended up still disagreeing on some of the issues, that Krauthammer was very impressed with how courteous Trump was, how gentlemanly, and how he handled it in a mature fashion. And I found myself thinking, we'll get to the issues in a minute, that for a sophisticated guy, doesn't Krauthammer realize that Trump can turn that kind of stuff on? That he was just, you know, he was being diplomatic because diplomacy was called for. He's still the same clod he was before. There's a word in the English language which applies here. It's vulgarian. You can, of course, see the root, the connection to vulgar. Vulgarian is somebody who is vulgar because he throws away around his wealth. He makes a big point of how rich he is. And that's exactly what Trump does. He called Romney a small businessman, and he said many, many times over his net worth compared to Mitt Romney. And he's forever talking about it, all the deals he did and how successful he's been. He's a blowhard. Now, he may be worth a lot of money, but how many times? I think he's declared bankruptcy, or his companies have declared bankruptcy several times. You know, I realize that he could play the game that way, but every time you declare bankruptcy, what happens? All the creditors, a lot of whom are small people, they get stiffed. So it's not a very nice thing to do, but I don't think that ranks very high on Donald Trump's scale. I was disappointed that Krauthammer didn't put in that clearly he could understand that this was a pretend game from Trump. Trump can be nice on the telephone for a few minutes. Let's not pretend that this shows maturity or grace or capacity to handle the difficult constraints of being president. Anyway, Krauthammer did write a column handicapping the race. And he talked about Donald Trump. This is what Krauthammer wrote. He's not a candidate. He's a spectacle. He's not a conservative. With a wink and a smile, Muhammad Ali showed that self-promoting obnoxiousness could be charming. Trump shows that it can be merely vulgar. A provocateur and a clown. The Republican's Al Sharpton.
All right. Up next, talk host Steve Scott speaking with Jeff Zeleny from The Times about Haley Barbour's decision not to run.
Was Haley Barbour's announcement a surprise?
I think it was a surprise, and most particularly it was a surprise to some Republican contributors and Republican activists, you know, in the early voting states of Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and some contributors across the country who have heard the sales pitch, if you will, from Governor Barbour, and really believed he was inching close to making a run for president. But at the end of the day, he decided, really we're told just over the weekend and early yesterday, that he was not going to go forward with this. So it's not a question of just reporters being surprised, which we were. It was some of his supporters and his had even hired a campaign manager, for example, who was going to move from Washington to Mississippi. So things were in place, and he decided not to go ahead with it.
In the lineup of possible GOP candidates, where did Haley Barbour fit in? Moderate, conservative, serious contender, outside gadfly? Where was his fit?
You know, I think he was definitely a serious contender. You know, as a lot of the, or at least some of the potential candidates are, I mean, he was second term of governor of Mississippi, but you know, much more than that, he'd been involved in national Republican politics really since the late '60s when he started working on the on Richard Nixon's first campaign. And the reason that's important is he has really earned a lot of support from people, from party officials all around the country. He was in the political director in Ronald Reagan's White House. He was the chairman of the Republican National Committee. So he was a serious candidate in the sense that a lot of the party establishment he knew and they liked him. But now is a different time. You know, the establishment now is sometimes viewed as a negative as opposed to an attribute. And that's, some of the headwinds he was facing.
Just a few seconds left, but is it possible to identify which other GOP candidates perhaps this affects for better and or worse?
I think in the short term, it probably benefits Newt Gingrich in the sense that he's also from the South. But I think it also benefits at least some space in the race, if you will, for a couple of the other governors, perhaps Mitt Romney and Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota. It's that type of mold of people who are being drawn to Governor Barbour. And if Mitch Daniels, the governor of Indiana, gets in the race, which he'll make a decision perhaps in the next week, it probably benefits him the most of all.
All right, let's listen to Jamie calling from Tallahassee. Who would you like to see, Jamie?
I don't think I'd throw the ladies aside so cavalier. I don't know. The ladies double team, they just might come on in on that, which would be just Palin and Bachman. But I think Paul Ryan and John Bolton would be a great combination, money and national politics. And Bolton's pretty good at that, so I think that would be a really good ticket. I'd vote for Donald Trump. I was a Democrat before, and then I became a Reagan Democrat, and now I'm an independent because I tend to agree with some of the other callers. Democrat Party's not my daddy's party any longer. In 2008, I actually held my nose and voted for John McCain, but I really didn't feel that Obama had the experience to run a country, and it's been evident that he's not.
Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachman, interesting they would run together. Huh? Wouldn't that be interesting? Yeah. Interesting is the word. Louise in Virginia, make it interesting.
I am looking forward to 2012. I think that people should look at the way Republican governors, and I do think that we need experience. We need a governor, not a senator, not a congressman, but a governor specifically, and see how they've spent the stimulus money. And some Republican governors have actually spent the money in a good way. I think Tim Pawlenty in Minnesota, they have good politics in Minnesota. I lived there 4 years. And I think that when you repair sewage systems, build water treatment systems, do something structural that actually helps the health and the well-being of the citizens, that is a good thing. When you give money out, I don't think that's a good thing, just throwing money around. I also want to say that I think that the Republicans in Congress they seem like they're very, very smart, and they seem as if they're going to get something done, and I'm really hopeful, but I'm looking forward to 2012.
Moving on into the gas price realm, what you're paying and why, that's our focus next on the countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HD TV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302, ask for Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Up next on the countdown, we focus on the price you're paying for gas. Here host Bob Davis and Tom Emmers talk about the problem and speculators.
The price of a gallon of gas now averages $3.88 a gallon nationwide. Some places around Minneapolis and St. Paul, $3.95.
Wow.
Chicago has the highest gas prices in the country. It's over $4 a gallon there. They have this weird tax thing there that goes up exponentially when the price goes up. So
index
flip out.
It's indexed.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. More drivers are running out of gas because they're either putting in like 10 bucks worth here and there, or they're running it to the low fuel. That's what I do. I run it to low fuel. Right?
You
the light
both.
Comes on. Okay, here we go.
Try it with kids, Bob.
And I did see a guy on the side of the road Saturday putting gas in his car. So I haven't seen that in... I couldn't tell you the last time I saw somebody on the side of the road ran out of gas. And while we should be drilling for oil and natural gas wherever we can in the United States to foster U.S. energy industry that isn't based on government subsidies, thin air, and sunshine, don't discount the stimulative efforts of the Federal Reserve, which has contributed to rising commodity prices and inflation. Forget the speculators. That policy, quantitative easing 2, is due to end in June. FYI, it's not the corporations, it's not the speculators, or even the lack of drilling. It's the Federal Reserve, and you need to call your congressman and push them to take a look at the mandates for the Federal Reserve because they're screwing this country up. They are. Right?
I don't think a lot of people understand how that works.
Of course
you're talking
not.
Quantitative easing. What are you talking about?
Well, they got a special name. Basically, they loan money to banks at below market interest rates. Then they make money loaning that money out or investing it in the stock markets or commodities. So when you hear the market's up or commodities are up, that's why. Yeah. And it's wreaking havoc in the world so that and it isn't working. We still have economic problems. We were just talking about this before the show started. Americans are growing increasingly pessimistic on the economy. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that gas and food prices are really at a key tipping point right now? I paid like $10 for a little steak the other day. Like a tiny little steak was like at the store. It wasn't even cooked. I had to cook at $10.
Yeah, we're making those wish sandwiches, you know, two pieces of bread and we wish we had some meat.
My grandpa used to tell me about onion sandwiches that they used to have during the Depression. Maybe I'll start eating those. 39% of the respondents in a recent New York Times CBS poll believe the economy is getting worse. We are more pessimistic now than when Obama took office. 70% of this country thinks that we're headed in the wrong direction.
That's
70%.
That is an incredible number.
And this is a New York Times poll. This isn't some flipped out, freaked out red wing, right wing.
Yeah, conservative. This is everybody.
This isn't like right wing, you know, magazine. Right wing, I'm trying to think of a name of a right wing magazine quickly, but it's too early in the morning. I can't. Big majorities disapprove of the way the president's handling the economy and the federal budget deficit. Again, a New York Times poll. 63% also disapprove of the way Republicans in Congress are handling the budget deficit.
All right, so all this makes you want to go out and jump off a bridge, right? Your calls on the price of gasoline, etc., coming up on the countdown.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Follow along with us also at DougStephan.com. You can get a couple of hours a day here, or you can go back over the last week, whatever it is that you think would pique your interest. You see the description of the hours and how to get them down. Also, the connection to our Facebook page at DougStephan.com. We're talking about gasoline, the price you're paying for gasoline, the whys, the wherefores. Mario, you're paying what for gasoline at the moment?
$3.89. Yes.
And do you remember what you were paying for it last year at this time?
Last year at this time, I think I could say last month or 6 weeks ago at this time, I went to work and it was 3.13 on Tuesday, and on Thursday of that same week, it was 3.30-something.
All right, so what'll it be next week and next month, do you think?
I'll tell you what it's going to be in a very short time, $7 to $8 per gallon.
If that's
and
the case,
I agree with your last commentators that the Federal Reserve Bank, which is not federal, there's no reserve and it's not a bank, are the ones responsible for the contributing to the problem we're having.
What is the reason? Why would they do that? What's in it for them?
Well, ultimately, the prize is for the fall of the U.S. economy.
And what does the Federal Reserve get out of that?
Nothing. The Federal Reserve is not federal.
Well, what you're talking in riddles, Mario. What's the point of if the Federal Reserve or the Reserve or whatever it is that it is, it sits in a building on Constitution Avenue in Washington, what is the purpose of them? I'm not saying you're wrong, but I think it's important for people to understand what you're thinking and why you're thinking. What is there about this that benefits those people in that building?
I wish you were asking that question or those questions when you were just listening to those commentators. Because
I'm asking you, Mario, but can you help? All right, let me move on. 800-510-8255. I'm not thin-skinned, but the question... Let me run the program. You ask the questions. Okay, I'll give you an answer. But when I ask the questions, why don't you give me an answer? Jim, we'll move to another part of Florida. He's in Miami, a Vietnam veteran, and the focus, the high price of gasoline for him.
Just this morning, gas prices here are $3.88 in Miami. And in Tucson, they're $3.54. I believe that what this is going to do is just hurt the middle class on down. And what we need to do is, like they want to do, is focus on the speculators and why these prices have raised so much. I'm a person, you know, I'm conservative, but I believe this is going to hurt nothing but the middle class on down. The wealthy can't afford to pay for this. It affects me in my travel. I'm a veteran from the Vietnam War. I can only go to the VA certain times because of, I can only put so much money because I'm disabled. I can only put so much money in my car. And it's destroying my lifestyle.
Pretty sad story. Sorry about that, sir. Mike in Michigan, what do you think?
You know what? I talked to a guy that delivers gas, and all the tank farms here in Detroit are on full. There's no place to put any more oil or gas. You know, it's not a supply and demand thing. And when I hear the moron Republicans talk about drilling for more oil, why? So it can go to Japan or some other place. Well, you know, it doesn't do any good to drill domestically because the oil doesn't stay here. And if you think that the American people are going to reap the benefit from domestic oil and, like, the gas and oil companies are going to give us a break because they're stealing our oil, you can forget about it. Now, I'm going to tell you, the reason we're talking about this morning, because it's going to hurt Obama's poll numbers, and that's what this is all about.
Ted, in Mississippi, your thoughts on subsidies?
I agree that the prices of oil and gas are drastically affecting people in the United States. I'm a disabled American vet. I'm on a fixed income. And as the prices of gas go up, I also notice that anything that requires transportation by vehicles using gasoline, those prices are going to begin to rise as well. When you start doing that, you're going to start hitting inflation. Now, President Obama says take away the $4 billion aid to the oil companies, and I have no doubt at all in my mind that those costs are going to be passed on to us in even higher gas prices. Now, we do and are far below European prices for what they pay for gasoline over there, but they have vehicles that get 35 to 55 miles per gallon on gasoline. If we could do that, we could cut our use in oil here in the United States just by having cars that got decent gas mileage until we can figure out an alternate source to power our vehicle.
Lots of good ideas as usual. Focus on the birth certificate and the gasoline prices in this hour of the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.